Welcome to Point Counterpoint. I'm your host, Justin McElroy.
I'm your other host, Sydney.
Today we're talking about Arby's.
Why did you get to be the host?
I'm the host, Justin McElroy.
That's not fair.
When you have three podcasts, you can be the host. I'm the host right now.
When you're a doctor, you can be the host.
You're the host of healing. Today okay, we're talking about enough. Arby's campaign in which a bespectacled gentleman sings, "It's good mood food."
My argument is that it is not, in fact, good mood food.
My argument is that a guy sings it, so what the fuck?
But let me first go ahead and inform our audience that Justin believes all advertising. Most. It doesn't matter. No, all. Some. It doesn't matter what they say. If it is in a commercial, and especially, it's good mood food. See, if there is a jingle, if there are adjectives involved, if the words crunchy, sweet, creamy, savory. Anything, savory, he's agreeing with me, then he automatically believes reformulated. It. He will buy anything that is surrounded by enough adjectives. You hit
crispy, that's a really good one.
See, you're just proving, I don't even know in why the, we need to argue about this.
In the
this.
New Arby's campaign, a bespectacled gentleman tells you about the latest offerings at Arby's, and like maybe some sort of Chipotle Ranch crisper or a roast beefy talon.
You don't even know. Talon? You don't even know what they have at Arby's. My argument is not that Arby's isn't delicious. Because it is.
Yeah.
Those loaded potato bites?
Crunch, munch, eat.
I'm not saying they're not delicious. What I'm saying is that after I eat them, I am never in a good mood.
Yeah, you are. Because you're like, oh, golly.
No, I'm like, oh, golly, I just ate some Arby's. Oh, golly, I just put a half pound of cheese and potatoes that were deep fried, dipped in ranch sauce, into my stomach, and I topped it off with a bunch of roast beef.
Can I hit you with my counter-argument? Are you ready for this? It's good mood food. The guy sings it.
That's your whole argument.
I'm gonna name some other things people have said before. The Star Spangled Banner. You think that's a lie? You think that Star Spangled Banner isn't true?
No, I think that's a.
The rocket's red glare, and it is good mood food. Get a cinnamon talon
if we're
roast beef. Fresh drink.
If we're using the argument that if they sing it's true, then how about, I'm an Oscar Mayer wiener.
That's figurative. Don't be fucking stupid.
No, I'm serious. Are you an Oscar Mayer wiener?
It's a metaphor.
I'm not an Oscar Mayer wiener.
Yeah, but that's a stupid, when Everclear sings "Everything Will Be Wonderful Now," you know that, not everything, Nazism still won't be Everclear? Wonderful.
Everclear? Is that all where right. we are now? All are right. we fucking with Everclear?
Like, when Sugar Ray sings, every morning there's a halo hanging from the corner.
Sugar Ray?
Like, he doesn't literally mean a halo. It's metaphor.
You're done, sir. You're done. When your supporting arguments are Sugar Ray and Everclear...
Let me hit you with something. A B prong on this. It's good mood food.
Do you know what year it is?
Yeah.
It is 2011.
2011, the year of the beef talon.
20 in heaven. Where are you coming at me with this Sugar Ray bullshit?
I'm just trying to illustrate a point about metaphorical singing and how sometimes there's metaphor in a song.
It doesn't matter how much you rub my ear right now.
I'm just rubbing your earlobe to try to put you into a false state of security before I bring up the coup de grace. Which is, of course, it's good mood food.
No, I'm sorry. It doesn't matter how many times you sing it. It's not true. It is not good mood food. It is. I'm in the bathroom for the rest of the evening food.
My name is Justin McElroy, and I'm right.
No, I'm Sydney, and I'm still right.